One of our VPR producers came across a post recently on the St. Michael's College Facebook page, and it was about women's college soccer freshman Lauren Dunn. But the post didn't focus on Dunn's debut for the Purple Knights on the pitch, which she made this season. Instead, it showed Dunn holding up an enormous 12-pound pike that the freshman snagged out of Lake Champlain. Now, catching a big fish is not all that rare, but the post also noted that Lauren Dunn has a knack for pulling big fish out of the water, with nearly 40 world records as certified by the International Game Fish Association. So we just had to ask, and we brought Lauren Dunn to our VPR studios to talk about this. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being with us. We saw this picture of you holding this 12-pound pike. It's truly an enormous fish. It's so cool to see. We've got it on our VPR.net page. You can look at it there. The Facebook post said it's a pending record. Have you found out yet whether this pike you caught is in fact a record catch?
No, it's going to take about 3 months to certify. They allow 3 months for everyone to sort of send in their stuff and give you enough time to organize your material and your photos and fill out the application, and then you send it in and you just sort of wait and see.
But as I said, this is not new territory for you. You hold nearly 40 world records certified by the International Game Fish Association. That is remarkable. What are some of the world records that you're most proud of? Where did they happen?
I am actually from Lake Tahoe, California, and we have one of the biggest strains of cutthroat trout, the Lahontan cutthroat trout. So I have quite a few trout records, bull trout, cutthroat trout. And I'm really proud of those because I have a lot of cutthroat records, which is really cool because they're biggest at my hometown. So I don't really have to travel. I don't really have to go anywhere. Just can sort of go in my own backyard and catch fish.
What is the biggest fish you ever caught?
Probably has to be like a tuna or a saltwater fish. But this northern pike is the biggest fish that I've caught on a fly rod, which I'm really proud of. 12 pounds is awesome. Broke my previous record of 10 pounds on a fly rod with a cutthroat trout. So pretty cool that this fish is sort of upping my ante.
Yeah, what kind of fight did this pike put up? I mean, how long did it take you to finally reel it in?
Took about 7-10 minutes to reel in. There's sort of a technique to it where you don't want to reel them in too fast and have them break off, and you want to tire them out a little bit so they're not fighting as hard when you bring them in. But yeah, it definitely took a long time. It ran out and sort of took some of the backing of my line. So there's the original fly line, and then behind it there's what's called a backing. And you know that when the fish takes the backing, it's a big fish, and it ran for a long time, but managed to get it in the canoe.
I can picture a lot of anglers listening to this right now nodding their heads, knowing that you know what you're talking about. So coming from California, doing a lot of deep sea fishing and other kinds of fishing, what do you think of Lake Champlain?
It's awesome. It was definitely interesting, though, to see the low levels that they're experiencing right now. We launched our canoe in Burlington and was just sort of in like a mud flat. And my guide, Drew Price, was telling me that normally that area can be under 6 feet of water, but the lake is definitely at a low level right now. But I think it's beautiful. It's definitely different than what I've ever fished before. And I'm excited to spend 4 or 5 years here when I'm at college just fishing.
You caught this big old pike the day after you made your debut for the St. Michael's women's soccer team. What position do you play on the team?
I play forward, actually.
And how's the season going so far?
It's going pretty well. We're definitely having a better season than the Knights have had in the past few years, which I'm really proud of. We've won 3 games, and we've scored a lot of goals. We're looking really good.
Is this interfering with your angling outings at all?
A little bit, definitely. Weekends are quite busy with soccer and recovering from school and stuff, so it's definitely been hard to get out on the water, but it was really nice to get out that one weekend with Drew.
You're also on the St. Mike's Alpine Ski Team, so you're basically covered for all seasons when it comes to athletics.
Absolutely.
When did you start fishing? Was it from a very young age, and who taught you?
Yeah, I started fishing at the age of 4. My dad is an avid fly fisherman. He started fly fishing in college, but had always fished with his dad growing up. So he got me into it, and as soon as I could hold a fly rod and I knew what I was doing, I just started fishing. And we go on a lot of trips together, which is cool. Father-daughter bonding.
You got to get him out here to Lake Champlain.
He has been.
Oh, he has been already.
Yeah, when he moved me out into college, we went out with Drew Price, the same guy that I went out with that weekend. And yeah, we just fished Lake Champlain, and it was really, really awesome to get one more fishing outing in before I went to college.
You'll have to let us know if this 12-pound pike does, in fact, turn out to be a record. That would be amazing. So complete this bumper sticker phrase for me, though. I'd rather be fishing, playing soccer, or skiing? Or is there another hidden talent you have that you would complete that bumper sticker with?
I'd say that my deepest love is definitely for skiing. I've been skiing since I was 14 months old, so since I could walk, I've been skiing. But Yeah, fishing is definitely up there. Fishing's different. Even though I've sort of made fishing into this sport, this world record chasing thing, it's definitely one thing that I like, that I get to sort of escape from school, escape from athletics, and just sort of be out on the water, having a good time, relaxing, and seeing some really beautiful places.
Think you'll do any ice fishing this winter? Have you tried that yet?
I haven't tried it, but I definitely will. It sounds like Drew has some really interesting ideas to maybe go after some records ice fishing. So that would be really, really cool for me.
Why not break another one? Lauren Dunn is a world record holding angler and soccer player for the St. Michael's Purple Knights, also on the Alpine ski team. Thank you so much for taking time for your busy day to come in and speak with us.
Thank you so much.